It's Sunday, the 28th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. It's day 28 of the Audiomo Challenge. Throughout the month of June, I'm recording a little piece of audio each day to explain my chosen photo of the day. So blending my Project 365 and my Audiomo challenges together. And today, the photo that I've shared is a photo of my whole family, my husband, and both my kids sitting on a little miniature train at a place that we went out to today. Now, to give some background to this, we live very close to a town called Crewe, and if you're at all familiar with the UK rail network, you might have come across Crewe before. It's actually quite a major intersection as far as the railways are concerned. It's quite well known, and it's got a long history of railways. There are railway companies in the area. There's obviously a busy mainline station, and it has a lot of heritage in that way. And there is a kind of museum, I guess is the best way of describing it, called the Crewe Heritage Centre, which talks all about this history of rail and has some trains at it. And that's, to be honest, about all I knew about it until an offer came up on the Amazon Local service. And if you don't subscribe to Amazon Local, it's probably worth doing. It's a bit like Groupon in that it offers discounts for things locally. But I've actually tended to find better suited things. I guess behind it, it's got that whole Amazon search algorithm on it. So it has tended to recommend me things that I've gone, oh, that's interesting. And a little while, it offered me a discounted family ticket to the Crewe Heritage Centre. Normal price £15, buy it on Amazon for £6. And I thought, you know what, for £6, we could just tootle down there some weekend. And I bought it and promptly forgot all about it. Until a couple of weeks ago when I got an email saying your voucher is about to expire, and I thought, oh heck, I'd forgotten about that. So I dug into it and I read the small print, and the voucher that I'd bought was valid until the 30th of June, and I thought, oh right, okay, we need to do something about that then. And today was really the only day we could do it. Now, it got slightly complicated because today we had Catherine's best friend and her little brother for most of the day. Her parents were off doing something, so they asked if we would take the two kids, and we were quite happy to do that. David and Catherine's best friend's little brother get on very well, and they're in the same class at school, so it all works out very well. So we had four kids instead of the normal two, including the two that weren't our own. And we thought, okay, well, let's see if we can take everybody out. We'll all go out. We'll all go to the Crewe Heritage Centre and see how it is. So it was a bit of a gamble, I guess, taking, extra kids to a place that we'd never been before. But we did it, and we went out, and we had a super time. We spent most of the time going, why have we never been here before? They've got a whole full-sized APT, which is the Advanced Passenger Train, which was in service in the 70s and 80s, I think. The one they've got was decommissioned in 1985. But they've kind of restored it to operational state, I guess. And this is one of the first tilting trains, the APT. So it had a tilt mechanism in it. But it's great because they've got, doors open all the way down this train, and the kids can go in and out and sit on the seats and look at the buffet car and, see the difference between first class and standard class. It's great. And then they've got several working signal boxes, including one from Exeter, which runs a simulation of a standard day in a signal box. And they have volunteers up there manning all those big levers that you slide to get the signals and the points to change. But there's also an area where there are some dummy ones set up and the kids can have a play with them. So all the kids had a go at changing signals. They've got a huge model railway on display. And they've got a huge exhibition area with, pictures and history of the railway in Crewe. but also stuff for kids to do. So they've got a huge load of plastic railway track, which David was in his element, just sitting on the floor building track, and a simulated train engine, a diesel engine, which kids can go in and pretend they're driving. And oh, it was super. Yeah, it's not the kind of place that I would say, oh, it's great, it's a full day out. But for a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon, we had loads of fun. And I think the highlight for us is that they've got actually two miniature railways, although they were only running one as far as I can tell yesterday. They've got two miniature railways of different gauges. But the one that was running was a beautiful old miniature steam engine. Absolutely, you know, looked like a typical steam engine. You know, it wasn't one of these ones that just looks like a box or anything. It looked like a proper miniaturized steam engine. And it was one of these ones that pulls carriages. It's hard to explain, but they're the kind that you sit astride. So they're completely open. It's just like a bench that goes behind the train and you sit astride it. And so we all had a ride on this. And my photo is of my husband, my daughter and my son sitting astride this carriage, ready to go for a ride on the miniature railway. But we had a lovely long ride. And actually, there was a motorcycle meetup going on at the same time, and the driver apologised and said normally we'd have got a longer ride, but because there were all the motorcycles around, they weren't using half the track. So we're going to have to go back again and do the full run, because just the little half run was great. So if you're ever in the South Cheshire area and looking for something to do, and you know, Crewe is accessible, then I would say it was a really great family afternoon out, and I would definitely recommend it. So it was a bit of an eye-opener, and you know, good on Amazon Local for highlighting that one to me and giving us a deal. And you know, we'll definitely go back, and I would happily pay the £15 for a family ticket next time, because I think we got that kind of value out of it. So, there you go. That's Audio Mode Day 28. That's our day out. That's the story behind my photo from today. Thank you all very much for listening. I do appreciate it. And I will talk to you again very soon, no doubt. Bye for now.